Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Tommy, Hector and Larita podcast. We'd like to let you know that we have an extra bonus subscriber-only episode that's available now every Monday if you go to thlpod.com or Acast Plus. You can find out how to subscribe.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Falsha Lachlan, Kajian Taspontas Show. Welcome, everybody, to the show. Larita, what's the name of it this week?
Thurlester City.
What in the name?
I met Thurles, like Thurles, Thurlester City. Do you not like that?
It's clever, but there's no wit in it.
I think it's brilliant.
Well, I have a better one.
James and Anne Marie, I met.
No, I want to hear this story.
From Thurles. I met them on Monday night in Ballina.
Yeah, I'm bored already. One.
And yeah, they were travelling around Mayo and they stopped in Ballina and they...
Thurles City.
Thurlester. Thurlester City.
It's a terrible, terrible name. I have a name for the show.
Oh, of course you do. I said that to them. I said, you know what? Just one stipulation. You're giving me this information.
Yeah, it's not good enough.
You should pass it on to Tommy because if you gave it to Tommy, he'd think it was great and then he'd...
Larita, I really like that idea, your one, and I think you've tried.
Go on then.
Spidlesborough. See, it's funny.
Who gave you that?
Fiona Nulty.
Oh, well then that's
on a
fine.
Scale of funniness compared to the one you came up with.
I didn't come up with it.
I don't care. Well, then don't ever talk to that couple again and don't ever ring them or talk to them. Where did you meet them?
This week's episode is called Spidlesborough.
You met them in a restaurant. Spidlesborough it is. It's brilliant.
Yeah. And do you know what he says up just when we're having the tea for clarification?
I didn't know.
Larita, whatever name you pick, I'll back you.
Yeah,
and then he comes in the door and then he just left
but Hector,
me hanging.
Hector isn't in his right mind today.
I didn't think it was going to be that bad.
The bag's under, bad. I think it's good.
The bag's under Hector's eyes are really up at his eyebrows. Like,
you need what?
And you were late. How come you're always late?
Please give me a break, will you?
You're always late.
I feel as if I'm after coming out of the Electric Picnic on a Monday.
Where have you been?
I just haven't stopped.
Oh, you poor dope.
I haven't...
He had to be COVID solved when he got here.
And are people taking you for granted?
Okay. Will I just give you my week, and we'll get some crack out of this,
right?
Because you won't believe it.
Okay. Can I give you something?
Yes, Tom.
Because I know you've had a hard week, and I know that
a busy week,
and you've been run ragged, and you're a vulnerable spirit, and people are taking advantage of you, thinking you're able to just do whatever it is you do on a Wednesday, and then do it on a Thursday, and a Friday, and a Saturday, and a Sunday.
Yes, Tommy.
And people have no idea of the amount of effort it takes to be
energy.
Your level of creativity.
Thank
so just
you.
As a kind of a wraparound, here is something. It's a... Now, you don't get one, Larita,
Oh, my God.
Because you're not from around...
Oh, my God, look at it. It is
the Meath jersey.
It's the away Meath jersey.
It's the Meath jersey.
Beyond
and it has
nutrition.
Your name
on the back of it. Oh, my God.
And that is sent in from
put
the good people as from O'Neill's. You don't have to put it on, but just have it there. Hector from
Meath. Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
It's beautiful.
Look at that, Tommy. Did you get one?
I got one with Hector written on it as well.
Wow.
Did you have you Tommy on the back?
I have Tommy on the back.
Oh, thanks a million. I didn't get Larita on my Mayo one.
Beautiful jersey.
So thank you to the people at O'Neill's.
That's lovely. You'll be
thank
on style
you.
Now.
Was that via Jaxi Kiernan, no?
No. So what came from Jaxi Kiernan was two Meath footballers, Brian Menton and... See, I wanted to save this bit of information for the second half. I can't remember his name. Okay. Is it Cian Costello?
Yes.
Is it?
I'm not sure.
We're from Meath. We're a big GM.
Anyway, they sent us two jerseys that they have worn.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but
for
the,
our, for our
but the problem is that we won't fit into them, Hector, because they're thin men.
They're that really tight fit.
Yeah, we could give them to the young fellas in first year. These, there's not much fat in these lads now. There wouldn't be much comfort pudding around the hips.
So it won't look great.
I saw somewhere that photograph was in Jaxi's and two Meath footballers turned up after the victory in the National League, and I saw something, but I was so busy I didn't have time.
Tell us about your hectic
busy,
week.
Busy, busy. You're stressed out.
Oh, here we go. It's emotional. Don't get emotional now. Just rule number one on the podcast, no tears.
I'm not allowed to cry.
We spoke about tears before. Okay, so Wednesday, I had to drive up to Clongowes. I was in Clongowes boarding school there for a meeting, and I drove back.
Expensive boarding school, Larita. Yeah. Expensive. They've got their own cricket grounds, their own swimming pool. It's they about, there's kids from all over Asia going there to do the Leaving Cert to get connections. It's a phenomenal place.
Phenomenal. Rugby pitches to beat the band. Yes. Outdoor Astro rugby pitches. Indoor Olympic size swimming pools. It's cricket creases. And then I said to them, is there an Éire na Uil GA pitch? Have you got the... We don't play Gaelic football in Clongowes.
Oh, really?
Incredible place. Incredible grounds. Incredible history. And the drive in. It's just an incredible place. And then I saw pictures of all the great rugby players. Rob Kearney and Fergus McFadden. And all these guys have gone through the walls. But gone through the places.
Gone through the walls.
Gone through the walls. I was up there for a meeting.
They are rugby players.
I was up there for a meeting. Anyway. In Clongowes. Great. And I had drove back down.
So what do you mean you're up there for a meeting?
What are you going to do in your Leaving Cert again?
How do you have a meeting? Are you thinking of sending one of the young lads to Clongowes?
No, Hector.
Come on.
You're taking them out of Clare Galway and sending them to Kildare.
They don't
on
know.
On the outskirts of Clane.
They don't know this yet.
Who doesn't?
The kids.
The kids. But there's no boarding school left in County Galway. Fact. And Tommy, as a lad who went through the hands of the boarding school system.
I went through the hands of the diocesan priests in Garbly and Ballinasloe, and
did
I loved it. Really
did
enjoyed
you know
it.
Harm
it.
Did you know harm
it?
No,
it was great.
No, I'm doing a bit of work. I'm doing a bit of work for it in the Spanish world with a splinter company called ELC, Euro Language Colleges. So I'm doing a bit of work there.
What is that? Do you want to get a bit more specific?
No, you stop asking personal questions.
I'm doing a bit of work with a company called ELC, and they promote global Spanish, French and German. It's like the Gaeltacht for global languages, and they've asked me to come on board. So
to help people with their Spanish.
So I should have opened up to you guys if I'd taken on another job.
Yeah.
Should I? Yeah.
Well, so you're like the Aussie rules tout going around to all the GA clubs.
Should I
it depends why you're doing it. If you're doing it because there's adventure and money, do it. If you're doing it because there's adventure and no money, do it. If you're doing it because it's just money, don't fucking do it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of adventure and there's a lot of Spanish in it. And there's money.
Okay, then.
Okay, thank you. So anyway, that's that. So I drove back down. That was
so you had a meeting with them and you are going to be teaching Spanish to people?
No.
That's the story.
Let's just say they take over these numerous boarding schools during the summer. So we were looking at the facilities. I got a guided tour of Clongowes.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, that was Thursday.
So people will go to Kildare to learn Spanish?
Yes.
And where are these people coming from?
Mayo.
It's brilliant, isn't it? People will go to Kildare to learn Spanish, French and German. I think it's brilliant.
From where are these people coming from?
They're teenagers from all over the country.
Oh, they're Irish people going
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's the Gaeltacht. Okay. It's instead of going to the Gaeltacht to learn Irish, you're going to these beautiful boarding schools, great boarding schools.
Where would you go to learn Polish? The Poltucht.
Tommy, Tommy.
So what's going to be the Spanish one then?
Tommy, you wouldn't have a half an hour after the podcast.
I certainly would not. So anyway, kids from Mayo and Sligo are going to be, you know, but I thought all the half the crack about learning Spanish in secondary school was you got maybe a few months in Spain as part of it.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
to fucking get the train to Port Arlington and then fucking minibus to Clane. Where's the fucking crack in that?
But Tommy, the world has changed. We can't travel at the moment.
Yeah, I know, but the school year is starting in September.
Of course.
Next year,
of course,
travel.
In a high, look, at there's an awful lot of teenagers out there who are embracing a second language. And so if they want to go to the Gaeltacht for global languages, if they want to take on Spanish, French and German, they can do it in Ireland. I know the Gaeltacht, I'm an advocate of learning Irish.
So what's your role? Are you like the, maybe you'll be hosting the ad?
Me llamo Hector O'Cagan.
Oh, yeah.
He's the voiceover.
Yo soy de Navan. Y ahora, en Clongowes, en County Kildare, hay un cortillo de tres semanas por cosillas de
natal. Yeah. Do you know the bit? Using the Spanish accent for Spanish words is brilliant, but you can drop it for Kildare, but go to Wiglo.
Yeah. In kind of, so look, no, the whole thing, my whole thing started Wednesday. Busy day, back down. Thursday.
So is this thing a goer then, this Spanish?
Oh, these
Irish
courses
college.
Are going to run. ELC, it's European Language.
And what's your, within the organisation, what is your title? Ambassador. The face of.
Yes, I could be one of those things. I haven't really put pen to paper yet.
Or it's a contract to be signed.
It's early days, Tom.
Okay.
It's early days, but
early days.
I do like the idea of promoting Spanish, especially, and the other languages, but Spanish is booming all over the world. And I really think it's a language that teenagers and more secondary schools have been given the opportunity.
Chinese, would you be?
Mandarin Chinese is important as well, yes. English is not the be-all and end-all, however, in the world.
It's handy, though, I suppose.
It's handy, it gets you by, but Spanish is great, so I would be an advocate for that. Okay. You could call me an advocate, an ambassador. I'm here to promote the role of these.
Here, like in the hen house.
So that was Wednesday, I had a busy day. Thursday.
Just you're all go.
I'm tired already.
Thursday, I had to drive to Offaly to do the filming, or to do the filming with a series.
You weren't tempted to stay overnight when you drove on the Wednesday?
No, I couldn't. I had to come back down.
Jesus.
That's because we were recording.
We were recording, yeah.
Okay.
That's why I came back here.
Thanks.
So then I went back up.
Nice of you.
No, Friday I did the podcast here. Then I drove to Dublin and I was in a temple in Walkinstown. I left here at 1:15 on Friday afternoon in the heat, and I was in a temple sitting underneath Lord Shiva and Lord Ganesh, 50-foot statues with musicians at about 4:00.
The Hindu musicians.
That traffic in Ballymount on a Friday afternoon coming in off the M50 was ferocious.
Was it?
We filmed there for the afternoon.
The boom is back.
Then we drove all the way to Poolbeg to the towers, out into the middle of the ocean, with Stenaline was just coming right beside us, coming in, Holt on one side, Dunleary on the other, and I was filming there till about 8:00 in the evening with the Mariachi San Patricio, Ireland's only mariachi band.
Wow.
From there...
Would they get a lot of work?
They get a bit of work. They get the Electric Picnic and a lot of corporate work.
Okay.
Mariachis are very, very good.
What kind of corporations would hire them now?
They would hire them at Google and Facebook just to come in and play.
Okay.
A mariachi band, Tommy.
It's kind of Spanish. It's a Spanish Clancy Brothers.
Yeah, and they'd just walk around and they'd walk into your place and start playing. And
could you give us a blast of mariachi there? What's the kind of style?
Ay, 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 canta, no llores, porque te veo dará. And then the trumpets come, bum, bum, bum. The mariachis, and then they go.
And that parade is going through the town. And meanwhile, in a room at the back of the town, the muffled shots of gunfire is heard as a fucking drug cartel rat has been fucking executed. Yeah. I've seen it in the films.
You know the mariachis.
Yeah.
From there, from Poolbeg, I had to drive to the Horse and Jockey in Tipperary.
Oh, yes.
Fucking hell.
Friday evening, I drove from the Poolbeg mariachi boys to the Horse and Jockey. I've never stayed in the Horse and Jockey. Got into the Horse and Jockey, had a couple of drinks, went to bed, filmed the next day with a brilliant Congolese artist who came from West Cork in the shadows of the Rock of Cashel. Brilliant artist, magnificent. Nivel Tsumbo. He's been living here 16 years.
What's his first name?
Nivel.
Neville. No.
N-I-W-E-L.
N-I-W-E-L. Newell.
Newell would be the English version of it, but it's Nivel, it's a French speaking, the Congo.
Newell, okay.
Yeah. Nivel Tsumbo. So Nivel Tsumbo, not Neville. Okay. He's not from Middlesex.
Okay.
And then from there, from the Congo, we drove all around Tipperary.
Not from the Congo,
Horse and Jockey. I spent the day in the Horse and Jockey in Cashel, filming all day, Loretta.
Yes.
And then I drove at 9:00 Saturday night to Galway. I got up on Sunday and then I drove to
Cleggan
to get on a boat to go to Inishbofin.
Just you and your wife for a weekend away in Day's Hotel?
No, we didn't. We stayed in Pat's, in the Dolphin. The Dolphin Hotel.
Was it just you and your missus on a romantic weekend away?
Yeah,
for
a romantic weekend. It was one night.
You're asking an awful lot of questions.
I've never been to Boffin before. Have you been to Boffin?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Have you been to
yes,
Boffin?
Yes, I have.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Did you like it, Hector?
Let's have a chat about Boffin. So the boat left.
It's where people from Dublin go for the crack.
Holy shit, yeah, there was quite
a... Do you know what I mean? I just love going to Boffin for the crack.
There was quite...
There's some crack in Boffin.
Well, I got into
it's
the...
island,
I got
know.
Into the car park. Luckily, there was a few spaces left in the unofficial car park in Cleggan. And I must say...
It's who you know, really. I can get you space there if you want.
There was a plethora of X5s. Porsche Cayennes. And every single one was a 2-0 1D, 2-0. So got on the boat And this woman tried to hold up the boat because somebody was late. And
oh, she was going to try and steal it or something.
So we got on the boat. We left at about 2:15. Never been to Boffin. And what a magnificent journey it was as we left the mainland. I've never seen Ireland from that angle, where I look back and I could see Moelria. I could see Kirkpatrick looked amazing. I could see Achill in the distance. I could see Inishturk. It was a summer's afternoon on Sunday afternoon, and I was in my element. I brought my running gear. I brought my walking boots. I brought my high-vis running jacket. I brought my 1,000-mile socks.
And did you bring your Viagra Connect?
I brought
when men of 50 go for their weekend away.
After all that travelling, you must have needed it.
Yeah, it's in the secret pouch in the wash bag.
Larita, I brought... I had everything to explore the island.
Your missus.
Tommy!
I had everything.
The horn that doesn't stop.
The Boffin horn.
Yeah.
The Inish Bow horn.
The blue tablet.
I was so excited about going running the island.
When you ejaculate after taking Viagra Connect, it stays hard.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was blue.
I had all the best.
And your partner would be there. Did you just call me? You go, yeah, I'm good to go again.
I'm here for the night.
And I wanted to explore the island. When we landed in the port, a small little harbour, the buzz was incredible. There was quite a lot of people out there. So summer's evening, Pat from the Dolphin picked us up in the minibus and I started getting the guided tour. Never knew that it was broken up into quarters. Western quarter, middle quarter, eastern quarter. Isn't that amazing the way, compared to round the bay where you would have the Irish islands?
Yeah.
Completely different. Stayed in the Dolphin Hotel.
The island of the white cow.
Yes, Inish Bo Fianna. And I was there thinking, right, I'm going to get a run in the afternoon. I was all set to explore the island, got a map of the island, and we were going to do a walk that evening. I was going to go for 5K. I was going to get it. I was going to explore and come back to this podcast with loads of information about the island and the views and what I felt to be on Inish Boffin. Mm-hmm. By 4:00 that afternoon, I was sitting in a cottage on the eastern quarter, the last cottage at the water, on its own, looking out on spectacular scenery, and a large gin and tonic was put in front of me. With great people and great
company. Can you tell us how? So you arrive. Do you get as far as the hotel?
I got to the hotel.
Throw your bags and then you head out for a walk.
Yes.
How'd you end up in someone's house drinking gin?
We bumped into somebody and they said, Would you like to come down to the Eastern Quarter for a drink? And I was there, the Eastern Quarter. And then when I saw it in the
Berlin.
Distance, I saw it in the distance. It looked as all these little whitewashed cottages all on a little bay. And I said to myself, where is this? And then Pat came along then in the minibus and he whisked us down. And he says, are you going down to the far cottage? I said, I am. Oh, we know them down there, Maria and all the gang. And the next minute, there I was, sitting at a table in beautiful weather. I'd say I had about 8 gin and tonics.
And did you know these people or did you just run into them?
My wife sort of knew them. Right. Yeah. My wife knew them. And by 10 or 11 o'clock, I was walking back up the island, Tommy. I had 3 pints in the beer garden at the beach club.
And, Sounds tremendous,
and
doesn't
then,
it?
And then I was there. We missed dinner. We skipped dinner. We had nothing. I was starving. I knew I had a lot of drink on board.
And
it wasn't as if you could ring to go down to the local chipper for a snack box.
No.
Food is on a shortage after 12 o'clock at night. I got back to the Dolphin Hotel. I bumped into Pat again from the Dolphin. And I said to Pat, and this is the golden words at about 20 to 1. Pat, you wouldn't make me a sandwich, would you? Well, he went into the kitchen.
Brilliant.
He came out with the nicest white soft bread sandwiches, slabs of cheese and ham and mayonnaise. And
a pickle, maybe.
And a pot of tea, Tommy. And at 1:00 in the morning, I was like, oh, Jesus, this is great. This is going to save me. And then I had paracetamol. I went to bed, woke up, came back yesterday. It was choppy on the boat. There was an accident between Clifton and Costla. The fire brigade were out. I don't know what happened, but the road was blocked. I had to turn back and go back into Clifton and go out to Roundstone halfway, come across the bog road. And then I got to my Cullen. There was a 7-mile tailback with all the X5s and everybody going back to Dublin. I was behind an Aston Martin DB9 from Mam Cross to my Cullen.
But I said they had some crack.
Crack. Well, I'll tell you one thing. The tailback's coming out of Mam, and it's just incredible. And then I get in last night, and I was really tired, and and really tired. And then I got up today and it's fucking pissing rain. I was late for the recording. Thank you.
But why were you late though, Hector? I mean, that's you had a great weekend and you're meeting people from all the different
I feel as if I've been at the Electric Picnic. It's been go, 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 Tommy. Wow. From the horse and jockey to sitting in the
Congolese,
boffin,
the fiddle Congolese. Player and the knee
so
wheels.
Did you,
and the,
did you sleep in then?
I slept in till about 9:30. That's a silly new alarm that's on the iPhones with the classical music wrecking my head. And then the jerseys have to be fucking delivered for Clare Galway because we're playing the first round of the championship tomorrow. I was on to O'Neill's then straight away. And it's just, the phone hasn't stopped and I couldn't get out. There was traffic. I was 20 past 12 before I got here. And the looks of the two of your faces.
Well,
when
I came up from Mayo. And you're going, I was here in time.
Yeah, you're going old school with the clothes as well this week. Isn't he, Loretta? There's a kind of a dishcloth,
nice.
Big country vibe off him.
I think it's nice, Hector. Very, very
thank
smart.
Thank you. Thank you. This is a purple check shirt. This is Paul Smith. This is an original Paul Smith, or as people like to call him, Paul McGowan.
This is a formal shirt, really.
Yes.
You know, last
is it
week.
Formal?
What the fuck is that formal?
If he had a tie on, there's buttons.
It's
he could
check.
Have a,
check shirts aren't fucking formal.
Hang on.
Depending on who you ask.
Daddy bloody cardigan here.
Have a cardigan and a cord shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, Hector Tommy. Could go to a wedding.
I mean, trousers that I haven't washed.
Oh, he's
for
the jeans
9 weeks.
On.
Look
he's
at the filth building up at the bottom.
Thought there was an old smell out of
don't
here.
Don't talk to me about clothes, Tommy. Don't dare. Don't you dare.
And be homosexual socks.
Yeah. Well, you could say that I have a fine pair of.
Oh, yeah.
Don't, but don't.
And
don't.
You borrowed a pair of the child's runners as well going out, didn't you? Didn't he? Look at them. You wouldn't see them in a fucking playground. Look at the New Balance N. Grow the fuck up and get a pair of boots.
Shut your mouth.
I'm going to buy you a
shut
pair
up
of
here,
runners, Tommy.
What did he say to me a couple of weeks ago? Did you ever see your dad in a Stone Roses t-shirt, did you?
No.
I should have said I fucking should have wished I had. Or a Ramones t-shirt. Or a fucking Makeham and Clancy t-shirt. Or a Rolling fucking Stones t-shirt. Fuck's sake. Loretta, you have a lovely top on, by the
thanks,
way.
Thanks, Hector.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I love the way there's Irish written underneath the Grow.
Yeah.
I've seen that before somewhere.
Yeah, Phoenix Boutique, Irish brand, Irish.
Are you both making money from fucking name dropping or something?
No,
is that what's
I'm
going
just
on?
Saying. I'm
Loretta,
just
are you on a retainer from Dolphins Hotel
and
fucking Paul Smith?
And it's gross. I got a bit of physio done on my back.
Of course you did, yeah.
Yeah.
Go on, who did it?
Who did it, Tommy?
The greatest physio in the country, John Butler.
That's a lovely thing with Grow written underneath.
I'm
like that.
I'm embracing my Irish language.
So I apologise to the listeners that I might be a little bit tender today, but from
so
the horse and jockey.
You're hungover now.
I just feel tired. My head is fuzzy. From mariachi bands in Poolbeg to Congolese musicians to the horse and jockey to Inish Boffin to the tailback in Mike Cullen to getting up this morning. Here I am.
Good
and
man.
Tommy, did you
Tommy
sample any of the delights of the weekend? Seeing as we can,
I can't even
now.
Remember what the weekend was. I went. My young fella's training to be a boxer, so I had to go running with him.
You went running?
With him, yeah.
My young lad's trained to be a boxer.
He is, and yeah.
You never told us this.
I did, of course.
When?
Did I tell you this?
Did he? Did tell us. Maybe
When's
his first fight?
I don't know, but he was saying to me the other day that he was...
Could I be as a promoter?
He was saying the other day that... we watched the fucking What's-His-Face, Mayweather and Logan Paul.
Oh, did
you did not.
That?
We did, because my uncle was interested
in it. Was an awful choice?
Ah, it was grand.
Who won it?
Yeah,
it was there was no winner.
Mayweather was holding him up at the end of it.
There was
$20 million he made.
But he was asking me...
Floyd the money.
He was asking me... You know, he's only 12, but he was asking me, you know, how soon before his fight. Now, it'd be against a fella from Uachtaráid or Limerick. And seemingly there are a lot of young fellas in the under-12 section.
Right.
So you could have 10 fights in a season.
Oh, brilliant.
Whereas the older fellas might only have 2 or 3.
Great.
Because, you know, mightn't be as many 17-year-olds as there would be 12-year-olds. But he was just wondering, you know, how soon before the fight is on will it be announced?
He's just...
We should be...
Please.
THL Promotions.
THL Promotions.
And I said, I don't know how long it'll be announced. He hopes he gets 3 months of a training camp in before the first fight.
So let's break this down.
But he's very good. He's
great.
Does
he know what he needs to be a successful boxer outside the ring? He needs the right team. I think we could have the logo on the canvas, THL Promotions, and on the four corners of the ring, our faces.
I could put the Vaseline on his face.
And we'd get a pair of hot pants and a sparkly bra top for you, Hector. You could be walking around the ring before...
Round one.
Now, there's only 3 rounds, the young fellas, but you...
No.
And could we get a pair of high heels?
I'm the lad there. I'm the trainer that talks in his ear.
Right, what's your job,
Tommy? You sponging him down.
You will
relax
be,
the shoulders, relax.
You'll be like Ricky Hatton's dad, who always sat in the right at the front beside Eddie Hearn. You're the father that sit
no,
right...
No, I'd be the announcer. Louis the Legend!
Weighing in at 165 pounds, he's fighting out
weighing
of the blue.
Weighing in at 59 pounds.
Fighting, fighting. They always go like that. Fighting out of the blue corner.
Let's get ready to rumble.
We could do a press conference. We could do the whole lot.
The Connacht Tribune will be there, the advertiser, the Mayo people.
Yeah. And when they do the press conference, the whole team has to get in all around the microphone.
And what colour would we wear? Like, what will our... Yeah, but no, this is our team, like, because we'll be his management.
Podcast colours.
Yeah. Podcast colours, yeah. Orange, he'll be sponsored. Yeah. He'll have the whole shorts will be super, super stuff. Be quick.
Orange shorts.
Then we get him a deal, a deal with a clothing company for normal
wear. Our faces
wear.
On the back of the shorts.
Yes.
He wanted to get this EA Sports boxing game.
Oh, yeah.
But my wife had a look at it and said it's not suitable because if you do career mode, there's stuff that happens outside the ring that might be suitable.
This is like Grand Theft Auto, isn't there? Yeah. There's strip clubs and everything.
Strip clubs. Actually.
Yes. You can go to poker games and bait people and you can get in fights in strip clubs for not paying the bill.
This is on the game for the PlayStation or something.
12. It's like GTA. Does he play GTA yet?
No, he doesn't.
Oh my God. I got a GTA. Like it infiltrated the house. At one stage I said to all the parents, all the dads.
What kind of stuff
about,
goes on in
at
that?
At about fifth class in Bournemouth in the car park, I said to a few of the dads, now listen, out the window, if any of your lads are trying to get GTA for Christmas, we're fucking not getting it. Santi, no GTA. Santi can't bring in GTA. Agreed, 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 agreed. They all got GTA for Christmas. GTA. I walked in one night.
What kind
my
of
young
stuff
lad
happens?
Was in fifth class. He was in a strip club. And the stripper was sitting on him. She was sitting on him.
He was controlling her hole with the fucking...
What do
with
you
the paddle.
He's paddling away here. And I went, what the fuck? Do you want some spaghetti carbonara? What the fuck? And next minute, poof, there's glasses thrown all over it. He's fighting a lad in the cloakroom on the way. And he's kneeing him in the head. And he jumps into a sports car at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I'm going, do you want some spaghetti bolognese? What the fuck is going on? I'd be in the second, Dad.
What are you telling me? So they can, what would they be doing with the strippers in the strip club?
You're right. For the minute. We kind of,
well, what do you do with the controller?
He's moving our hole with the fucking paddle.
He's controlling our titties with the fucking R button.
He can't do that.
He's controlling our titties with the R button.
AB back pedal, fuck it.
Does she do private dances for you?
He was trying to get money out of his pocket as he said that.
This is a scandal. I don't know if you could do this.
I was only in fifth class.
He's 11.
No GTA now. No, every young lad in the parish was on GTA.
What else do they do there?
No, you're in, where is he? He's in playing Minecraft.
Fuck.
He's getting a lap dance.
Getting a lap dance and him controlling it, swinging her right leg over and her left leg over. And
oh God!
And what other things did they do on it?
Yeah. You can do anything you want in GTA. It's a fucking fantasy.
Texting his friends, how do you get the tongue off her?
The owner of the club comes over and there's a fight and everything. It's mental. Robbing cars. It's fantasy land in downtown California. Downtown.
And
LA.
Would you be playing poker and stuff and
whatever you want.
I can't believe it. So this boxing game is the same.
Yeah, it's the CD.
It has a career mode, so you'd be going out with some young one and you'd be.
It's the seedy side of boxing.
Maybe your dad is in prison and your brother's a drug dealer.
And next minute you're leaving a club at 2 o'clock in Beverly Hills and next minute it all kicks off. You're baiting a lad in an alleyway.
Or Swindon.
Oh, you meet Ricky Hatton's people coming down the street at 3 o'clock in the morning
this
in Manchester.
Is insanity. I didn't know you could do that. Jesus, and what age do you have to be to play these games?
You just have to have fingers. That's all you have. You need.
So he won't be getting the GTA, but he's going to be a real life boxer. So
he loves it.
You're a strength and conditioning coach, are you?
Well, I just because he wouldn't know how far 3K is, I go for the trot with him.
Are you bringing him? Are you going to show him
he
some?
He had 250 sit-ups to do on Saturday and 150 sit-ups to do on Sunday.
Wow.
He was training Monday, and today he has a 3K run to do and 200 sit-ups.
He'd be down the bog with a singlet on during in a real heavy.
He loves
warm.
It though. He really loves it.
Are you doing the sit-ups with him?
No, I'm just counting.
Good.
Will you show him some of the classic fights?
We were watching Mayweather. He likes Canelo.
Oh yeah.
I think Canelo. My young fella has red hair, and I think Canelo's kind of
red Mexican. Hardy buck. Will you show him some of the Sugar Ray Leonard's? Will you go back into?
We're watching Mayweather. And Mayweather is amazing for his
50-0. He was professionally.
His movement, his feet.
He never gets hit.
He never has a mark on his face.
But the way he's able to hop from fucking...
He went 50 amazing. Fights and oh, never beaten 50 fights. And he signed a 10-year, a 10-fight deal for the last 10 fights of his career professionally. It was something like 400
And he
million.
Doesn't look like a big buck, is he?
And then the father's in the corner.
5'8", just over 11 stone. So yeah. Not a big buck at all.
Yeah, he's a brilliant fighter.
Amazing. My missus isn't mad about the fighting.
I have to agree with her. It's a horrible thing.
Oh, no. Anybody who trains as a boxer will tell you how fantastic it's been for them. It's a magnificent thing for discipline, for physical fitness, for knowing that you can take care of yourself. Not that you go and look. I remember one time meeting this kickboxer in Omaha, Nebraska. And he was just saying, you know, it's great thing about kickboxing is, you know, if ever you get into trouble, you have it. But you know, I got the vibe of him that he was almost looking for trouble.
Yeah.
He was almost looking for situations.
Where he could do.
But with the boxing, fellas always talk about, you know, it's just great for your discipline. It's great for... Now, the headshot things, you know...
He's wearing his... he's protected it all. Yeah. Has he got the big...
Mouth guard, 12-ounce gloves. He's got the wrapping, got the shoes, everything. It's fantastic.
Tommy, he'll be coming... In a couple of years, he'll be coming in talking. He's going to get a New York action on. He's going to be boxing. He'll be coming downstairs and he'll have a...
No, he won't. He'll be saying he's fighting one of the McDonoughs.
he'll be coming downstairs with a tracksuit bottoms on him, right? And he'll have the singlet on him and he'll be the muscles. And he'll be going, Dad, I'm 13. I'm getting my first tattoo. I want the boxing gloves on my shoulder.
Yeah.
And then you'll have to say, I think that's a great idea, son. And
I'll get them too.
He'll go in and get the boxing and then he'll get the Olympic rings and then he'll get his mum and dad tattooed him and beating people.
But it's that thing of your kids being interested in stuff that they don't need you to be driving them all the time to be doing.
Isn't that amazing how he's chosen a sport, not saying it is a big sport, but for a young Irish teenager, a young lad, 12, out of 100 12-year-olds, you'd stop on the street and go, what sports do you play?
Yeah. There's only one other kid in the parish that we know that does boxing. No one else does.
That's great. So that's THL Promotions.
I think
so. THL Promotions. Presents. Yeah. Yes. And Audrey could do the ring walk.
Oh yeah, we could maybe sign Audrey up to the ring walk.
Yes.
Tommy, you'd have to be sitting in the corner. Yeah, he's right. No. Yeah. And me and Hector would be giving him his advice.
Yeah. We
neither of us boxers, but
I would plan out his fights for the next 6 to 8 months. I'd get him an interim title fight against the lad from Uchtdaran. Then we'll take him out of the county. But it'll be one step at a time. This is a bigger, longer picture here. This project is a longer picture. This guy could be fighting for a Connacht title within 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
And we're not going to rush it. There's a young Clancy boy from Castlebar. He's on the horizon. We're not rushing this, but this is a great start.
Do you remember that recently? Wasn't there a big fight in the Traveller's Friend in Castlebar?
I was at it. I was at your man, Ray Moylett.
Oh yeah, Ray.
We were front row for it.
And what was it?
Incredible.
Really?
The atmosphere when we walked in, the car park was full. There was a real sense of a local boy. There was 6 or 7 fights on. There was lads from Waterford fighting, Dublin lads fighting. There was a real energy in the room of that fighting fraternity and community. And all of Ray Moylett's family and cousins, they were all over back from England. The brother was there going mad. And Ray was unlucky. He got hit, I think, in the 7th or 8th. He lost that fight. There was the national anthem. It was incredible. Sean Bond Brannock was behind live. T.G. Cahir brought...
It was a broadcast of T.G. Cahir. That was it.
And I was there front row with a load of lads from Ballinrobe. It was brilliant.
And what was it like seeing the hits?
Yeah, incredible. When you are sitting right there close to it, you really appreciate
the power behind them punches.
Yeah, incredible. And brilliant for the Castlebar. Brilliant. Ray Moylett.
They all have a good history of boxers.
Yeah, Ray Moylett.
Henry Coyle. Yes. Another one.
Yeah.
He's living in America
now. That's two.
Two, yeah. Who else?
Yeah, I don't.
There's off the top of my head and I can't think of any more.
Yeah, don't. But they're all there. Yeah, they're all there.
Yep.
Big boxing town, Mayo. Big. What about Galway? Is there any boxers in Galway of any note?
Francie Barrett.
Francie Barrett.
First traveller to
beat the Olympic. Oh, yeah, Francie Barrett.
And Francie held Francie had the flag as well.
That's right.
There was Chick Gillen. Chick Gillen was one of the great Irish trainers.
There's a couple of young kids coming out of Westside now that are on, I think they've made the Irish team. But there's a healthy boxing fraternity community in Galway, and we've got a new young talent on our hands here. Louis the Lip. Fighting out of the blue corner. That's the sound.
He's incredible. There's been an awful lot of Mayweather fights on the telly the last couple of weeks.
But he's worth watching though. Beautiful.
he is, and everybody that he beats, like, or that he fights against, he messes them up something shocking, like.
So Barry McGuigan, possibly one of the most famous fighters ever to come out of the country. When Barry was fighting in his heyday and he won the world title, his dad came out and sang Danny Boy, and he was fighting in London, and then he came back to defend his title against Pedrosa, and Pedrosa was the world champion from Panama. Friends with the other really good fighter, from down there. So anyway, when I was down in Panama, I wanted to meet Pedrosa because I remember in 1985, in a packed Queen's Park Rangers Stadium, there was 39,000 people. Harry Carpenter from the BBC, the ring walk, there was thousands of people. It was tricolours, it was all the paddies in London. So I sat with Pedrosa, who was unbeaten, 20 times world champion, a Hall of Fame boxer, and speaking Spanish, and he told me the night he lost his world title to Barry McGuigan in Queen's Park, right, that his depiction of it was incredible, because he said, we had flown over, it was November, they arrived to the stadium, it was full of drunk paddies outside going mad, and all the boys from up on Oma, tens of thousands of paddies drinking in London.
Clonus.
As his car got in towards the Queen's Park Rangers, the boys started shaking it. Now, Pedrosa, and they don't speak any English, they're after coming up from Panama, they thought they were going to get lynched before they even got into the stadium.
Right.
They got into the dressing room and it was freezing. Didn't the boys turn off the heat deliberately? No heaters. It was absolutely Baltic.
November in London.
They asked for heaters underneath the stand and there was no heaters to be found. Meanwhile, over in McGuigan's place was like a sauna. So everything was all mind games. As he walked from the underneath the stand to the ring, he was getting slapped and bloody boys punching him. Because if you see the pictures, there's two policemen, two English bobbies, and he's walking through the crowd. The crowd are in, like, trying to kill him. He gets in and then he says, los tricolores, y los irlandeses. He says, los locos. He kept saying, los locos, these madmen. Danny Boy started going, the whole national anthem. Barry McGuigan won it. And then he turned to the camera, he says, hey, Barry, tú sabes lo que hiciste allí en el Queen Park Rangers, hey, Barry. And you can see the anger in this man who was in his late 50s. He was saying, Barry, you fucking knew what you did. You know what you did to beat me in fucking Queen's Park. You know the things you did. And the anger in a man, you can still see the testosterone and the rivalry.
Wow.
Incredible. And I'm sitting 10,000 miles away having a beer in his local restaurant. But incredible scenes. 1985.
And then McGuigan beat him well, like, was
yes,
it?
Yes, yes, yes. And the whole, he just said,
so irrespective of what happened, but McGuigan might have bet him anyway.
Yeah, but the whole thing to knock this guy off kilter, and he was coming
they never had a rematch.
But isn't it funny to see this, there's still the rivalry there, boxers, even though they're past it.
And wasn't the twist in the tale when McGuigan lost, it was because of the heat?
He lost to Steve Cruz in the heat of the Californian desert the next fight, because it was 38 degrees and it was so warm.
Now, isn't it funny that he froze one fella out of it, and in the following fight he lost because of the fucking heat.
There you go.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This week's shout-out is to Paddy Patrick, who is a...
Kiwi.
No.
Woman.
Yes, a Kiwi woman.
Wow. Paddy Patrick.
Yeah, yeah. She's born and bred New Zealander, and she's living, she's a nurse, and she's in a place called Geraldine, which is named after the Fitzgeralds of Limerick. And it is in the lower third quarter of the South Island of New Zealand.
Isn't that interesting?
I was it is 19,000 kilometres away from Galway. So that's her shout out.
Paddy Patrick.
Paddy Patrick.
Is she the furthest? Is she the person that's
she
living
could
for,
be.
She's so far away, she's almost getting closer.
Yeah, she is. She's coming around the other side now.
Don't sneer me. Just get into the chat.
Okay, what you have
normal
there?
Conversations. I was just thinking there that let's go right back to when you got your first.
Oh, fuck.
Your first period.
Shut up, Tommy, will you? Let's go back to when you got your first period. That's
what
genius.
Were you doing? What were you doing?
That's
I was in maths.
Lorena
gave Hector a dig in the ribs.
I said, what's happening here? He said, I got my period. Lorena, I was going to say, let's go back when we got our first mobile phone. And I was going to come on to a story in Vietnam when I was like...
Oh, please tell us the story.
Yeah. I want to go back into when you got your first period.
I don't want to hear that.
It was mucky.
And it's private.
It was murky.
Agricultural.
Unclean. Dark.
Unclean,
yes. Unkept.
There are religions where when the women are having their periods, they have to look at it.
Sorry? They have to what?
There are religions where when the women are having their periods, they have to get out of the house and go live in the shed until they're clean.
What religion?
Some forms of Judaism. The women are considered, and some forms of Islam, the women are considered filthy when they're having their period. They leave the house. They live in the shed. And then
and do they just get another woman in to do the jobs while she's gone?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't even know how I got onto this and why I'm taking responsibility for this information.
You seem to know a lot about it.
See the way I've pulled right back from the mic?
You seem to know a lot about it.
No, I don't know anything about it.
Tell us more.
That's all I know.
It's unclean women. Sent to the shed.
Sounds like something on ITV at 12
o'clock.
It does,
yeah, yeah. Unclean women.
I've done the shits. You won't let me up the house.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, lads. Trish is on the line. Trish from Macclesfield. Hello, Trish.
I'm eating pot noodles. I'm out of the shed.
I've got the right hump. I'm down the shed.
I'm the Nolan sisters.
I'm unclean, me.
Unclean, unkept.
Honest to God, I'm unclean.
Unclean and unkept.
I'm a filthy bitch. I am a filthy bitch.
An honest to God, filthy bitch.
Dirty. You're a dirty woman.
7 days and 7 nights. All right, sorry.
Your first mobile phone.
Yeah, so go on.
Never mind that.
That's the way that we're going to...
Tell us about Vietnam.
No, we're going to segue into a story here.
Just go straight to the story for
so,
fuck's sake.
When I started... When I started travelling, right, on for TG Car, we used to go down and get the call cards. So we'd be in the middle of Bangkok, or we'd be down in South America, and we'd go find these local little shops on this corner of the street, and we'd buy call cards for $20. You get back to the hotel, and you go, you have 157 minutes, and then you press in this mad long code.
Yeah.
So the way it's, and then it changed.
Could you ring from the hotel bedroom?
Yes. And you'd know, Tommy, when you were traveling.
Hashtag 104.
So you have one, and then every few minutes on the conversation, you would hear, you have 96 minutes left. So Evan used to book the hotels back in the day by fax. So you'd have to fax the hotel on the other side of the world. Like, it was mental. I had an Ireland.com.
And you'd be on a road trip, you could be
3 months.
Jesus, 15, 40 hotels.
I remember we went. Wow. I think we went to South America for something like 78 days back in 2006 or 7 for Amu Amigos. And I couldn't wait to get into the business part. If it was a hotel, rushing into the business area. Sorry, do you have a computer? And then you'd click on Ireland.com and it would have all the scores from the guy. Oh, yeah. This was before mobile phones and all of this. And we'd be looking, look at the front page of the Irish Times. Yeah, Ireland.com. It was Hector. I was Hector 2 at Ireland.com. I was Hector 1 at Ireland.com, but I lost my fucking password and I couldn't recover back in the day. So Ireland.com was the go-to. And by the way, somebody had that domain back in the day. Some smart buck in this country had Ireland.com before Ireland.com had it. I think he sold it for, I might be wrong, it was sold for a six-figure sum.
I doubt that very much.
A domain, Ireland.com. Yes. So over the years, the Skype developed, the mobile, getting a mobile, going with a mobile. We used to bring traveler's checks, but then a mobile came in. And it accelerated so much since we've been travelling in the 20 years we've been doing it.
They were big mobiles too, I remember. The
flip. The chunky
one, you wouldn't see them in fucking Vietnam.
Oh, stop. 086, 088, 088.
And the hitch at the bottom would come down as well, even though it wasn't long enough.
The big long aerial come out.
Air cell. You remember there was a shop out in the Tube
backpack
Road?
Backpack just to fucking bring it
around. Class, class. And then Blackberries came in. You couldn't even see the writing on it. I thought it was really cool around Galway with a Blackberry. Did you have a BlackBerry?
No.
Oh, I thought it. Did you have a BlackBerry?
I did.
Yeah, BlackBerry's where you
You're probably very busy.
You could send an email and you have the tiny little email button. Anyway, back in the day when there was no mobiles, we were buying the call cards. We were in Vietnam in Ho Chi Minh City, southern Vietnam. And we were staying in the New World Hotel, the only five-star in the village. It was. They had a tennis court on the top, a swimming pool, a cocktail bar. And as you looked down, you could see millions of bikes. And it was just Ho Chi Minh, Saigon. It was
tennis balls falling off the roof.
Knocking people off their bikes.
Incredible, incredibly busy hotel. And we were there. But one night, obviously, went out, few drinks, playing pool. We were big into pool in Asia at the time, finding pool tables. There was a pool table in the bar in the hotel. That's where it all started. Cut to 5 o'clock in the morning. Roscoe made the fatal decision of ringing home on the call card.
Oh dear.
And then the call card had no credit on it. And then he hung up and he rang back on the hotel phone. Caroline, his wife, tells the great side of this story that 15 or 20 minutes into the conversation, from Vietnam back to Ireland in 2001 or two, she's like, Roscoe, can you hear me? Ross, can you hear me?
Oh, no,
and he's like, yeah, what were you saying? And then 35 minutes into the phone call, she was like, Ross, can you hear me? Roscoe is out for the count on the hotel phone. And he never hung up. And she stayed on the phone line for at least 15 minutes going, Roscoe, hang up the phone. Ross, hang up.
So even if she hangs up, he's still getting charged.
He's getting charged because it's, remember when you had to patch it through to hotel operator?
Yeah.
Hello? And it's something like even trying to talk to her. It's like back in the day, it was 7 or 9. Roscoe never hung up. We were checking out at about 11 o'clock the next morning.
How much?
$752.
And I'm not even awake for 1 minute.
If you saw his face when she produced, sir, are you fixing up the bills? And Evan had to take care of all the rooms. And then he goes, sorry, sir, 1 second, what was your room number again? 411. And Roscoe goes, yeah. He goes, sorry, sir, that's the phone call this morning. He said, what phone call? Sir, the phone call here, it's 5:22 a.m. That's $752. Well, I know, oh, I just Jesus. Pulled away from the reception and I started laughing. He had to pay it on the credit card. Well, I never laughed so much. Can you imagine?
Wow.
He never hung up on the phone call. And Caroline was like, Roscoe, hang up the phone. Hang up the phone. You couldn't text them to hang up the phone. Oh, man, did he ever do it again? Never, wow. ever. Back in
dangerous
the day.
Dangerous times.
Dangerous. And that was, interesting enough, the New World Hotel. Bill Clinton stayed in it the week before. It was the first five-star hotel. It was beautiful. It was tropical. It was a pool. To be a navaman in a pool and a cocktail bar on the top of a hotel in Saigon. 16 years later, we're back in Vietnam and we got a tuk-tuk. And I said, Roscoe, we're going back to play pool in the hotel foyer. And we walked in and we talked about that story again. And the same receptionist was working at the hotel. And she said, you fucking stupid fucking cunt. You're the fool who never hung up the phone. And everyone started laughing at Roscoe in the foyer. No, that's not what happened. 16 years later, we were back in the same hotel.
Oh, tell God. Me when you were when you're starting off on the TG Cahar stuff and you were saying, they said, okay, you're going off to South America now for 3 months. Like, were you phenomenally excited?
Absolutely, absolutely. You were getting your jabs.
Where was the first place you went to?
The first thing we ever done was to sit on a flight to Asia for 13 shows, 13 half hours for 3 months.
Wow. 20, and you didn't even know
29
each other.
Flights. Evan was one side of me, this buff from Mount Bellew, pure country, just larger than life, energetic, brilliant, mad in his own way, and I got to know him. But when you're on a 13-hour flight to Bangkok, and then to the right of me was Roscoe in an old Leinster jersey, and he had the collar turned up straight away. He was reading a Michael Schumacher autobiography, and I was going, and he had a sort of a Southside Dublin accent. He kept on telling me he won a Leinster Senior Cup with St Mary's, and I'm going, Jesus Christ,
was he going it all over?
And yeah, you know, and it was a little bit of that, and then your man on the other side from Mount Bellew, in the middle of bog Galway, and then I'm going, oh my God, I've got fucking 13 weeks with these guys. So we had a beer. And by the time we got off the plane in Bangkok, about an hour later, Evan was up singing in a karaoke bar doing Boyzone. No matter what they tell you.
You're like a band that has toured the world.
And then the rest
over
is history.
And over and over again, aren't you?
To be doing the same show, Tommy, for 20 years for TG Carr, and to be with Roscoe and Evan, who were with me last week in the Horse and Jockey and filming this show at Erenua, to be with the two boys, it's funny that they still make me laugh as the first day I've ever met them, and there's still a sense of humour with them, and they're just, we know each other inside out, and to still
and
be,
can you slag one another?
Oh Jesus Mary and Joseph, it's just madness. And Roscoe's son Jack came on work experience with us at the last couple of days, and he was doing camera assistant, and just incredible. It's
wow,
a good story.
That's going to be like
a good story.
Us in 16 years time. We're going to be like, oh my God, we started the podcast and now we're like best friends in the whole wide world. 17 years later, we're still here.
Yeah, we'll put that far.
As we
father said, I've enough friends.
And as we say in podcast world, one pod at a time, sweet Jesus.
Well, everybody, it's been a real pleasure talking to you this week. I hope you've enjoyed our show, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Hector. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. And do not forget that we have a brand new exclusive members-only club over at thlpod.com. If you want to get an extra bonus episode into your inbox and into your headphones every Monday, check out all the details. Check the tier you want on thlpod.com.